In 1796, John Vanderlyn became the first American artist to study in France, where he made this intense self-portrait. Curator Elizabeth Kornhauser.
I think you can see when you look at this portrait the impact of his study in Paris. He uses side lighting, which really highlights his face and certain costume elements, and it's very crisply modeled. He also uses very restrained coloring, which was typical of the neoclassical manner that he was seeing in works by the leading French artists of the time. But perhaps most striking is the way in which he engages the viewer with his direct gaze. He was 25 when he painted this, and he managed to capture a very intense image of himself that allows the viewer to understand that it is, in fact, a self-portrait.
Neoclassicism emerged in Europe during the second half of the 18th century, when artists looked to classical antiquity and the Renaissance for inspiration. Harmony, restraint, simplicity, and dignified proportions. All qualities you see here were hallmarks of the style. Vanderlyn's fascination with France led him to paint a remarkable panorama of the palace and gardens of Versailles, which you can see on the first floor of the American Wing.